I'm going to have a paragraph of the E.
We're on the fourth paragraph of the Torah, and that is the cross, which is the dot, I think, of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Normally Peah is left while it's mechubar to the ground, and it's left for the aniyim on the ground. The dalit uvdekel ba'al habayit morid umbechalik l'aniyim. However, if you have a vine that is nidla, it's hanging off of high, what do they call those things? You know what they put the vine on? Up on trellis. If it's on a high trellis, then it's dangerous for people to go up. And a dekel, of course, is very difficult to climb. It doesn't have branches coming out the side. So the tiyuv over there is for the ba'al habayit to bring the peirot down and give them out to the aniyim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the same thing is true on trees of tough. The branches are too dangerous for a lot of people to go climbing on, and if they'll all climb up there, they're going to end up getting killed. Therefore, the owner is the one who takes it down. And the truth is that afilu tishin v'tisha aniyim omrim l'chalei ve'achav omer l'avuz l'zeh shomim shomer kalacha. Normal payah, if you have 99 out of 100 on the end that are saying, look, do us a favor, just hand out the payahs out. And one of them says, no, you leave the payah the way you're supposed to leave the payah. We'll take care of it ourselves. We listened to that last guy, because he's saying to do what the normal law is. No. On the dangerous trees, ain't okay. Over there, I feel teaching with the shamri and lavuz. In that case, the Sabbatar pointed out, even if 99 out of 100 say, leave it there, we'll go up ourselves again. I don't want you to ever sit around here waiting for you to give it out to me, and this way I got a better chance of getting more for myself too. We have Kadom there, look how late. We listen to the guy who says to the Balabai, should we look how late? Was that Shomi? Shamar, Shalacha. Then they can say. Not change the minute. They can make it, that's what they want. Yeah, why not? It's like anything else. It's for you. Steve, lo techalefa at tzadikha. It says you should not finish the ketira of your tzadik, which shows that the mitan shafiyani said it's in the chuvah l'karka. Yochal afilo b'davit u'bdekha. You might think the same thing is true up on a tree where it would be dangerous. Tamad lomar katsir. So katsir, why is it after katsir? If we have, we wouldn't before the peah goes not only on katsir, which refers to grain, but also refers to anything that is Nishma and so on and so forth, includes the Enim also, include these other cases that we have in the mission. So, Ma Katsir Miuchat, Shakatan Moshel Boki Gadol, it comes to tell us that a Katsir, just like a Katsir, is something that is easily accessible, even to a child only, like someone who is used to going up and getting it. Yatsu Adamitva Deka, Shena Katan Moshel Boki Gadol. Now, each of the Bari Mashwinim in Hada, they're those who want to learn this lima from the following. That it says, ta'azov. Ta'azov means leave it there. Anak lichnehen tu'a b'kashah. Leave tu'a b'kashah. Inside with the kash for them. Leave the tiltan in the amir. Leave the tzvarim on the makh. They built that tzvarim that they're on the, that they grew with on the tree. Yoko, b'dalit u'dekel kein. You might think that if it's a dangerous tree, that's all for true. Talmud Loma, Osam. What's Osam? Dafka these and not others. How do you know which is which? Umara Yisa, the rabbi says, Tehlu, the Laikia Tehlu. Why should you say Dalek and Dekel is different than the others? I mean, it seems rather arbitrary. Afra Shariba, Akos, Vumie, Marga, Nia Tehlu, Sheinan, Shel Sakana, Umotia, Nia Tehlu, Shein, Shel Sakana. Well, it's reasonable that the Torah is talking about not leaving something that is dangerous for the people that will collect. Now, is this really mekuvar? They know mekuvar. This is, as we pointed out before, oftentimes the Yerushalmi will use a vase instead of a vav. And we found before already, on numerous occasions, the Lashon, the way in which the Yerushalmi asks for something in a tamakta, is really rabbon, or is it an emesal limud, is by calling it mekuvar or ain't mekuvar. So the clear over here is this a real limud It sounds awfully like a little arbitrary. So we say this is meteorites or not. I mean, each of them is bizarre. This is kind of different. Because if you're going to tell me it's a true Rimmon, so then Kore Shem Pea, it should say over here, Lamata. Okay, that's what the broad change is here. Because then what it's telling you is a din in the taking of the Pea, not in the din in the healing of the Pea, you see. Because if it's a halakha to the Rabbanan end of telling you, look, you take Pea the way you always take Pea, this is not a diorite. Except it's a Pea, it says don't let them come and take the Pea, it's too dangerous, give it out to them. So then obviously you would still leave the Pea at the top of the tree the way you normally would. Once it's Pea, you would go and collect it for the Amin. But if you're telling me this is mamish the way the Pea is saying it, so then it's saying, in this case, the Pea is to be given to the Amin. You're only carrying shame when you give it to the Amin, not when it's up on the tree. No, it's a completely different way of looking at it. So therefore, in Tema, the Kuvar, and Goresh and Pea, Lamata. In Tema, Enom, the Kuvar. If you're going to tell me it's not, it's only in a Smaka. So then Goresh and Pea, Lamala. In Tema, Goresh Shem Pea, Lamala. If you're going to tell me that the Iker Adin, I should be Goresh and up on top, so that means that it's really bad from before. Except that I'm doing them a favor to give it out to them. So then they should pay me for any hotel that should be deducted from the Pea. So the hotels are Michel on the east. On the other hand, he said, my sorry, Shempea Lamata, this is the way the third is only take off the Pea and bring it down first. So then the hotel on Michel Balabai. Then the Balabai should be the one that has to pay the hotel. So he said, no, this is not an option yet. I feel it, say, my sorry, Shempea Lamata. Even if you told me that it's really a din midiraisa, and that, I mean, midirabona, and that the Kriya Shem is really supposed to be done on top. The part of the takana was that the yitriku abalabayit seho tzah shalom, mitnei takana. The rabbanon will matriach the owner also to pay any hotzaos, because if not, the result will be that the adim will always say, forget about it, we ain't paying more money, let us go up there and get it ourselves. We don't have any money for this. What do you think we are? This is a luxury, this is fail. So as part of the takana, the secret that adim don't come, we say takana, even if it's only the rabbanon, the rabbanon were the high of the balabai, the tape, or whatever it costs, to get it down off the tree. So the shame Rabbi Meir kol ha'ilanot sakana. Rabbi Meir says, it's no nafkini, it's a dali, it's a dekel. We don't have people climbing up on trees. Well, what does that mean? Rabbanan lo dorish kasir. Rabbanan darish kasir? Are you saying that like, this is nafkini, is which part of your dorish? If your dorish kasir, says kasir, and it's not telling you that my kasir is open to cut in the gavel, like we said before. It's like an arbitrary determination. Have we said, Osam is Mamayat every deco? Is that the chat? Every tree, I mean? Is that the chat? Why no? Why not say that? Kolam Adarshi Katsir. Rabbi Meir also Katsir, that it should be open for Kutin Kigadol. Except Rabbi Meir also. Kolam Ilan Osakamai. It says, look, I don't know what you're calling open to Kutin Kigadol. It's dangerous. It means it's not open. Rabbananami in Sakamela, the Litva Deco Bilvat. There's a question, is it the dog say robin? People do it. I mean, kids climb on trees all the time. So that's called already, because we're not going to make an afternoon on that. The Kanina, the Shem Rish Lakish, quote, Maitre Shemesu, Kamisha Akin, the Kamisha Kabutea Guzin. There was a case where five brothers of the same family died through climbing up trees as Aniyim when they were Egozin, and they went to get their pay. So obviously, it is a Zekon. Ba'al habayit koreit shekara shem peya v'chila. Now, being as we've raised this, it's not directly going to be our question. However, being as we raised the issue over here, whether it's mechuvah or inamechuvah, so we see that there's two ways of defining the peya. We're now being able to bat in, but if this was a diraita, then the peya is telling me, first see b'chala the peya. A little bit strange. And then be peya shem peya lamas. Isn't that a contradiction to the concept of Pea? This is first to Los Kavet Pea. So how could you tell me that, no, finish cutting it, and then it'll become Pea afterwards, and that's what you give to it. How could that be called Pea? What kind of avenue is that? Therefore, the Gemara wants to be Mavara over here, that the concept of Los Kavet Pea has two completely different meanings, and it applies equally both to both. Let's say that a person would have gone ahead, and he would carry Shane Pea on the tree. On his field. Then he goes and he's machala the Pea after he already put it out, and he says, oh, I wasn't machala for Atzadai. I stopped, I called the tail, and now I'm taking it. Okay, you can sign it that I'm a Ghana from the Amir, but I certainly wasn't over on Moshe Kaleh. I'm a Lamda. Right? Says the Gemara, no. Kere Ani Alav Moshe Kaleh Ba'atzavka B'Kutrecha. You took off the Teah that you were carrying Shem Teah from your son of the Kutrecha. That's all true. So in other words, you can read the Pasuk both ways. On the other hand, if wait a minute. Yeah, why don't I find... Ah, okay. No, I can't find a low card.
Ah, but
what's the same? Did I skip? Right, you mean I must have skipped one.
Low card Hashem?
Oh, I'm sorry. Low card Hashem to have a kiva? If on the other he wasn't Kari Shem and he was Bakala, I'm also Kari. I love those Bakala Pasadka, the Kudrepa. Is this the Pasadka? Is the Pasadka? So in other words, Teya, in a sense, is when it is Teya and when it's not Teya. Hitnu beinayim afilu kain ein shamim lahem. So the, if they made it tonight, it looks like this, that the question that was raised earlier, this is how they bring from the Gemara, the question that was raised earlier, if we have 99 out of 100, suppose now they come along, as a particular Sabbat that raised the issue, that they were all timing that they want to be both. In other words, both. Both means to let every let it be a free-for-all. We never discuss whether it becomes a free-for-all on the ground, or whether it comes to Chalukah. The watching of the Mishnah, normally say it's a free-for-all. The only comes, the only takes whatever he can, and if you want to get more, and so on. The watching of the Mishnah is that he was Mahal. In the cases where he's taking it down, he's Makalika. How about if they kind of, what are you being Makalika for? Throw it down on the ground. Fine. You have a few, throw it down. Throw it down on the ground. We'll take care of it after you throw it down on the ground. So the Mishnah says to be Makalika. Comes along now, the Gemara to discuss, how about if he's through Benayim? There's all the Aniyim and Maskin. Let's have a free for all, except let the hymns go to the Tircha. And we'll go ahead and we'll be Mavada. So the Lashon and the Mishnah, the Tisha and Vatesha and so on, is talking about that they would go up on a tree, and on a tree it would be a free for all. Right? Therefore, comes along the Gemara and say like this, that if we have, I got to find the place here again.
Tisha
was the name of the last four people. No, but I was reading the Hebrew years too. Thank you. Hisu b'neihem afilu kain ein shavim lahem ela balabai t'chalek biyado. Even then, if they want to have a free-for-all, we still do not allow that. Why? Because we want the balabai not only to throw it down off the tree, but to actually be machalic. Because if not, then the balabai shema yera es le'ani muda'ato yashmit lefanav. Since if he's going to be given only the job of throwing it, and it's going to be a free-for-all, he can always throw it closer to the guy. It's like when you're throwing the candy for the kids, that they always make sure it gets closer to your kids. Then you'll grab the candy, right? So same thing over here. You'll have an ani that's a relative of his. So if he has to give it out, everybody sees what he's doing. He has to give out evenly to everybody. But if he's going to be a free-for-all, then he has a chance to use now the free-for-all to actually make it easier for animo da'ato, the actress of another. Shmuel bar Vadini, the boy, he likes a day. How about in a case where a guy went ahead and he was over on the Easter and he finished now the dinner that the payah is chaser la'imarim, and he has to take it out now off of the mechut, right? So chazrat ha'yad omarim. Afilu kain balavayit mechalek b'yado. In such a case, even in such a case, we don't say, okay, now that it's the Omerim, throw it back out on the field and let them take. You have to go ahead and be Bapalek, based on this halach. Shalom, your Ela, Ani, Mudato, the Ashmit Lufanab. We don't want him to see a relative and then go throw it in front of that relative. So once he hasn't left to pay us. Now it will be up to him where he puts it. No, then it's better we should be Makalikim. That's what we could be right for this mission, because otherwise we should have just said, let the Balabayah go up and throw it down to the ground. But you see that we don't like the Balabayah throwing it to the ground. When it grows on the ground has a tendency to split it up evenly, more or less. So when the guy's throwing it, he can throw it any way he wants. So maybe we need to
get out of the
garden.
I'm going to do the
Bobby on the Yeah, we're already ahead. Okay.